Dr. Hertak, I really would like to know as many details as you can recall regarding the incident in Africa in the interviews. What can you tell me?
Well, first off, this happened September 16th, 1994. It was in this little country to the north, formerly known as Rhodesia, Zimbabwe, and it was in a schoolyard where children, unsupervised, saw other life forms, basically...
About how many of them? Was it about 60?
Approximately 62 children 62. Were there at the time.
Okay.
John and I had the opportunity to talk upwards of as many as there as possible, upwards of 50, plus some were somewhat guarded what they said. Obviously, the head constable of the school was a bit perplexed that so many of the students would come forth so readily and openly, unashamedly, and state for the record that they had seen other beings.
Well, this would be a life-altering experience. I mean, if I heard the story correctly, they saw not only saw other beings, but actually saw a ship as well, didn't they?
That's right. That's... It was a large ship with smaller ships that were related to the larger ship. So it was like seeing a larger activity of multiple vehicles suddenly appear in your backyard. You can imagine how most people would feel their psychology would go out the window.
I guess some would feel compelled to talk about it. Some would be afraid to even recall the experience. I don't know. A variety of responses?
A variety of responses. Young men and women of all races, and since it was a school for what that we call selective students who came from the wealthier segment of society.
Okay.
They were able to make drawings and sketches. Later, Cynthia Hine, who was connected as the MUFON representative of that country,
yes,
was able to detail these drawings independent of the investigations that John and I and others represented. I don't recall the actual name of the schoolmaster. I think his name is McKay. I'm not sure right now, but the point of it being is the schoolmaster's mindset could not relate to the activity that was seen by all of these children. They could see, they could observe. They came away with a sense that something more was in progress. In other words, that this event was instilled within their consciousness for other happenings that would take place in the future. Now, keep in mind that South Africa and Zimbabwe were going through this tremendous sociological upheaval.
Right.
And this was a time where people were looking for different areas of social identity, cross-cultural and cross-racial understanding. And out of this came a sense that there was something greater that was happening to planetary humanity.
The messages, if I recall correctly, were... Again, quite specific, weren't they? About there were some specific messages about humanity, right?
The messages that we were able to detail were that we, that is to say, the human race had to understand that we were being watched very, very carefully, and that things were going to move very, very quickly. The close encounters were important in that things would disappear and reappear suddenly in their midst. And so we have a situation, something that wasn't seen out of the corner of the eye,
right,
that was there and then suddenly it would disappear like some type of short-lived drama, but something that was there in depth. And
Doctor, how much commonality, similarity, was there in the descriptions and or drawings the children did of the craft or the beings or whatever they drew? How many similarities were there?
Quite a few, in the sense that the drawings showed Earth environmental situations, and the basic bottom line to all of this is we were destroying our environment. Things were moving very, very fast. I found the same situation with children I talked to in Mexico and also in the Amazon, where the children of the various indigenous people were crying. They were explaining that their whole habitat was being destroyed. Mother Earth was crying, and things were going to move very, very quickly if our consciousness and our awareness of our environment didn't change. Now, this is in 94, 10 years ago plus, and so we're really at a point of looking at some dramatic changes ahead. This is
Believe me, Doctor, there's been a real quickening underway for some time now, and it's really of late accelerating in a way that even the average person is beginning to go, wow, look at what's going on around me. Some of what the scientists are reporting regarding our environment right now is, to anybody who really looks into it, absolutely amazing, but it's not so much a topic of general discussion or in the media that much, except perhaps in a macro sort of way every now and then. It's not a big topic.
Well, it's interesting that the name of the school was Ariel, A-R-I-E-L, which in the biblical sense is one of the angels of communication. So if you can look at this as a positive statement here in Africa as opposed to what happened in Mexico, at least the idea was if we can discern and listen to the children, become as soft and as sensitive and as pure of heart as they are, we will see that this drama that's going to unfold is going to affect all people, all races, regardless of where we find ourselves in the next few years. And this is what the Keys of Enoch speak about, the cosmic changes that are coming, both negative forms as well as positive forms of higher intelligence that require our discernment, that will come largely through the vibrations of our heartbeat, of love, compassion, and in the sense of paraphysics, the vibrations of music, harmony, and what Mother Nature is doing to show us that she is also in communication with us through these sounds.
Doctor, how many of these children, Doctor, were you part of interviewing?
I interviewed only a small number, approximately 12, 13, 14 children.
That's quite a few. That's quite a few. And I'd like to understand your impression after these interviews. Were you wondering in your own mind, could this have been some sort of mass hypnotic something or another? Or did you come away from those interviews saying, wow, it really happened here, close encounter of the third type contact and messages for Earth occurred at this place?
I came away feeling a very strong in my heart that these children were telling their immediate community that they had to pay attention to the signals from upstairs or from other dimensional levels, that we as a humanity were being watched very carefully, and they, the children of the world, the next generation, would be the custodians of Mother Earth, and they had to bring this message out through us to the world.